The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 408-498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer. That's the buzzer. It counts. And Versailles gets in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Botkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Ritchie.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Courtney behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it, shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontaze Roberts. Rontaze Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow. Well, good evening to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. At Piqua High School, the scene of the upper bracket boys Division IV sectional championship game between the Rushi Raiders and the Jackson Center Tigers. It should be quite a show here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi coming into this game, having beaten Jackson Center twice during the regular season. These two clubs between them have lost in excess of 15 games on the year. But on a given night when they're playing well, each team can be mighty tough to beat. Rushi won twice in the campaign, once but two, 46-44 on a buzzer beater by Evan Monier, who made two threes in that contest, 10 points in all. Daniel Kearns had 15. Platt put 21, Reichert 11 off the bench in that game for Jackson Center. Outstanding game for Trent Plattfoot. In fact, I think he scored the first 12 or 13 of the game for Jackson Center on that night. But Jack Daypore and Bryce Sosby canceled each other out. Each played great defense on each other. 5 points apiece for those two in that second meeting. First game was every bit as close, 38-33, Rushi. It was 24-21 Raiders at the end of three quarters. Kearns had 14, Daypore 8, Jordan York 7, Plattfoot 11, Christopher Elkert 9 for Jackson Center. We expect the same kind of thing tonight, Chuck. Premium possessions, each club will value the ball. Low 40s will probably win it.
I would think so. I mean, Jackson Center, they want you to play defense for 15, 20, 30 seconds every possession. And they're going to work it till they get a good shot. Rushi plays outstanding man-to-man defense. So it is going to be a chore for both teams. It's going to be tough for Rushi to play defense on this offense that Jackson runs. And it's going to be tough for Jackson to play offense against Rushi, who plays really, really good defense.
You know, I mentioned that these two clubs had lost in excess of 15. It's 17 games total. Jackson Center lost 9 in the regular season. Rushi 8. Rushi got a share of the Shelby County League Championship. But these two teams have played tough competition in the league, of course, and outside it. And the winner tonight, whoever it might be, could very well take a district game and advance on to a regional. We could have two Shelby County schools, Fort Loramie being one, the winner of this game being the other, in a regional semifinal at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. That would happen 1 week from Tuesday night.
That would be exciting, but I'll tell you, Rushi has been here. This is their third straight year in the sectional final. 2 years in a row, they lost to Fort Loramie, who they had beaten twice in the regular season. This is their night. I guarantee you they talked about this, that they want to stop that trend. And they the key, I mean, you want to go far, but there is nothing better than to get out of Piqua and go get to play a game at UD Arena.
Right.
And that's what they want to do. Last 2 years in a row, they were the favorites, and they got their hearts broken.
I think both teams, Chuck, will probably clog the middle. It's going to be tough to get down below the foul line and dish the ball off or take a short jumper. There will be three-pointers taken in this game. I bet, 30, 35 between the two clubs from behind the arc?
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe. Yeah. I think Jackson's going to shoot more than Rushi's going to shoot. But Jack Daypore, and they kind of held it. Listening to what you said, he scored 13 points in the two games combined.
Right.
He needs to have a better game than that tonight. He needs to score some points. And on the other end, Sosby cannot allow Trent Plattfoot to be the leading scorer. If Sosby's the leading scorer, Jackson's in the game. If he's not, I think it could be a tough evening for him.
I think that's a very good observation. The one facet that will keep the number of threes taken down is the pace.
Right.
Pace.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. If Daypore
Ferrucci has a contest like he had against Lehman Catholic, Jackson Center's in trouble.
He had a heck of a start to the game, you know, and I was talking about the heartbreak for Ferrucci. You flip it to the other side, Jackson, this would be their third straight year going down to UD if they can get down there. And, you know, so they're confident. They are incredibly well coached. They play exactly the way Scott Elkert wants them to play. And if they do that again tonight and they shoot the ball well, there's the key. They did not shoot the ball well at all against Fairlawn, but they still played enough defense to win the basketball game. They're going to have to shoot it better tonight because they're not going to hold Rushi to 27 points.
No. Each team's got a bench of two or three young men
right.
who can come in as a substitute and contribute right away. It'll be a physical game. If somebody's going to pick up two fouls, there'll be a player or two out here on this floor tonight that'll have two personals midway through the second quarter. And the bench will be key. And, of course, the team that's got that third quarter lead and manages to inch their way to the 1-1 first, big-time advantage as well. Rushi Raiders shooting around to our left. Jackson Center Tigers shooting around to our right. We're on the Jackson Center side here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. Rushi fans across the way. So the roar will be louder when Jackson Center puts points on the board than it will be when Rushi scores. Although the way the sound reverberates here in this Garber Gym, it'll be quite noisy whenever a bucket is scored.
Well, I've seen bigger crowds for a final, but I'll tell you what, it's a nice crowd. It's a nice crowd tonight.
Yeah, I would expect 1,800 before
probably.
Tonight.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. The team at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney will get athletes healthy and right back in the game. Physicians, trainers, therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost your strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Caring without limits. And so many thanks here tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Check out facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Plus Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These two clubs, based on recent performances, are at their peak so far this year. Jackson Center nearly upset Minster on February 3rd, losing by a score of 40-37. The Tigers have rolled here in the tournament, although Fairlawn gave Jackson Center quite a challenge in the upper bracket sectional semifinal game. 32-27, Tigers won it. They got off to a slow start in that contest, cannot afford to get off to a slow beginning tonight here against Rushi. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders lost three of their last four regular season games to Delphus, Jefferson, Fort Laramie, and Marion Local before clubbing Lehman Catholic, rolling over the Cavaliers with a fine second half in the other upper bracket sectional semifinal. We've got starting lineups, opening tip, sectional championship game, upper bracket here at Piqua. Coming up in a moment, we'll have the starters and the start of this game in 60 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
In our pregame open here tonight, you heard at the end of it the final seconds of games between Fort Laramie and Versailles and Sydney and Vandalia Butler, two thrillers we had here on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't be surprised if we've got a contest like those two here tonight between Jackson Center and Rushi. Opening five being introduced for the Jackson Center Tigers. Christopher Elkert at guard, 5'7", a sophomore. He is joined by Trent Flatfoot, 5'11", a junior, leading scorer on the year, nearly 12 points a game for the Tigers. Braden Heitkamp, 6'1", a senior, also in the opening five. Bryce Sosby, 5'10", a senior, also starts. And Calvin Winter in the middle, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and a sophomore. Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center. And he matches strategy tonight against Spencer Verdonger at the helm of the Rushi Raiders. Jordan York begins it forward for Rushi. 6'2", a junior, 9 points a game. In the backcourt, Mason Daypour, 5'11", a sophomore. At a guard, 6'3", senior, 12 points per contest, Jack Daypour. Daniel Kearns in a power forward spot, 10 a game, 6'5", a junior. And the fifth starter for Rushi is 6'5". Who did I miss, Chuck? Hunter Cohey. There you go.
Cohey.
Hunter Cohey, 6'4", senior center, the fifth starter for Rushi. The Tigers of Jackson Center in the road black, white numerals outlined in orange. Rushi, the home white blue numbers trimmed in gold. Jackson Center will go from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination here tonight. Rushi from right to left. Big throng of fans, blue and gold across the way, orange and black behind us. They're still filling in here at Pickler's Garbage Gym. And we expect 1,700 or 1,800 will attend this game by the time we are a few minutes into the contest. Here we go. The officials look at each other, and we're about set to toss up the jump ball at center court. It's Calvin Winter. It is Daniel Kearns. It's batted to the left into backcourt for Jackson Center, where it's gobbled up by Bryce Sosby. Sosby walked it up the floor for the Tigers. He's got the ball 25 feet away. Sosby starts to drive, goes foul line, works into the teeth of the defense, then bounces baseline left to Braden Heitkamp, right back on top to Christopher Elkert. Here's Plattbrook straight on. Left wing, Heitkamp. Cohey guards him softly. Down to Plattfoot on the arc, right wing at Sosby. Long three-pointer, lift the rim, no good. Rebound down to Rushin. We played 40 seconds. Jackson Center ran that much time off the clock. Got a good look behind the arc, but could not connect. Here's Mason Dayport. Here's Hunter Cohey straight on. He tries to light it up from three-point land. Missed it off the back iron. Rebounding foul against Rushin. A little surprise, Chuck, to see Cohey take a long three-pointer to start for the Raiders.
I guarantee you that's not what they talked about in the locker room before they came out. That is not the shot they wanted to start the game. And then to add insult to injury, Daypor tried to slap the ball back out and fouled over the top.
Keep an eye on personal fouls. Bryce Sosby, 10 points a game for Jackson Center. Just behind Plattfoot in season scoring. Has the ball in the right corner. He's behind the arc. Coming out to greet him is Jack Daypor. Ball is whipped to the left side to Plattfoot. And on him is Daniel Kearns. Link on Plattfoot. He and Sosby can get red hot. They're streaky shooters. They can pour them in from long range, left and right. 6:20 left to go. First quarter still. No score. One shot each way. Here's Plattfoot. Baseline drive. Throws across the bottom of the key to Heitkamp. Down low on the right to Calvin Winter. He banks it in. Winter, a six-footer. Good teamwork with the Tigers who lead it 2-0. Here's Daypor, high left. Pick and roll with Cohey, not available. Right wing to York. Right back into Cohey, back to the basket. He spins against Heitkamp. And rims an eight-footer. Tough break for Cohey. He's taken both Rushi shots so far. Quickly down the floor, Sosby for the Tigers. To Christopher Elker, deep right corner. The ball came out of his hands into Daypor's chest. And the Raiders are on the run. Daypor baseline left into Cohey. Ducks under, shot blocked. It's loose. York's got it in the paint. Triple team. Throws the Daypor on the arc. Out back to Kearns. Almost walked. Spin move into the paint. Nothing there. He retreats. 2-0 Jackson Center. We play 2.5 here in the opening quarter.
Well, I'm a little surprised that Rushi's come down and ran plays for Cohey. Three straight times down the floor.
Yep, loose ball right in front of us, knocked out by Jackson Center. 5:20 left opening quarter. Score is 2-0 in favor of Jackson Center. And as the Raiders inbound the ball, just this side of midcourt, we've got a screen. Cohey, not stationary, away from the action. Second foul on the Raiders. And very quickly, Evan Monier comes into the game now for Rushi at guard.
Tough start for Cohey, 0 for 3 from the floor and picked up an offensive foul.
Yeah. 5:12 left to go here in the opening quarter. Sosby dives into the lane, leaves it behind him for Plattfoot. He carves out space in the paint. Now goes to Christopher Elkert. Oh, a nice backdoor cut by Sosby, who catches and missed the 10-footer. Rebound hit the heel. Caromed off to Kearns. Outlet pass down the floor to Daypor. Broken up to Jackson Center and stolen. Sosby at the timeline. He makes a mad dash into the paint and then circles back out. 2-0 Jackson Center. 3:20 gone here in the first. On the weave, it's Sosby, it's Plattfoot. Plattfoot bounces below the foul line all the way to the rim and banks it through.
They got length on him with Kearns, but I don't know if he has the quickness to guard him out there.
Right. Here's Mason Daypor, has his pocket picked. Stolen on the play by Jackson Center. quickly down the floor. Platt Cook out back to Sosbin. 4-0 Tigers. 4:12 to go in the first. Blackfoot's got an opening. Into the paint. Scoops it with the left. No good. Rebound Rushi. They pour 1-on-2 for the Raiders. Overshoots the driving layup. And Christopher Elkert's got the ball. Backcourt to Sosbin. 4 minutes gone. Opening quarter. Rushi scoreless. Sosbin timeline. Hand off to Elkert. Elkert got it by Daypour. Elkert veers right. 25 feet away. Hands it off on the play to Platfoot. Straight away, Braden Nightcamp coming out to catch is Sosbin. Shake and bake move. Steps back. 18-footer. Off the back iron. Long rebound. Speared by
Twisting his ankle.
Kearns grabbed the board. And we've got a shaken up player on the floor for Jackson Center. It's Sosbin.
He rolled his ankle. He came down on a foot on that shot.
The official noticed it. Gives Bryce an opportunity to work it off. Aiden Reichert on the floor for Jackson Center, not for Sosbin, but for Heitkamp. Play was halted at 3:32 to go in the opening quarter, with Jackson Center leading by a score of 4-0. Carter Francis in now for Rushi, 6'1 junior guard. So it's Elkert, Blackfoot, Reichert, Winner, and Sosbin for Jackson Center. Carter Francis has the ball top of the key, looks on for Rushi. Outside the arc near wing, it's Evan Monier. Monier dribbles toward center circle with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Rushi does not have a point yet. Dayport mishandles. Mason tracks it down, far right side of the floor. Gives it up straight away to Dayport. Jack Dayport spots up, shoots the long three. He missed everything. Rushi Raiders not on their game. That's an understatement. Fortunately, Jackson Center's only scored 4 points. It's a 4-0 game. 3 minutes a second to go here in the first period. Timeout called by Rushi belatedly after play had been stopped. 3 minutes left opening stanza. 4-0 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Yep, here we go. Final 3 minutes, opening quarter. Fans still filing in here at Garber Gym at Piqua. 4-0. Jackson Center in the lead. 25 feet out, it's Bryce Sosbin. Gives it up to Calvin Winner. Winner on the arc. Kobe comes out to greet him for Rushi. Bounce pass to Bryce Sosbin. Picked up by Evan Monier. Sosbin steps on the Indians logo at midcourt. Goes left side to Winner. 4-0 Piqua. Or 4-0 Jackson Center here at Piqua. Here's the ball dumped into the lane. Good pass by Jaron Reese to Jackson Center, but Calvin Winner bobbled and walked.
Couldn't get a hold of it. It was a correct call.
Jaron Reese, 6'2" sophomore, is checked in now for Jackson Center. Reichert also on the court off the bench. Rushi looking for its first points. Here's Hunter Cohey in the lane. Backs his defender down. Backs him down again. Blocked on the play by the Tigers. It's loose on the floor. Kicked out of bounds by Rushi.
Well, I'm a little boggled. My mind is boggled a little bit by the strategy of Rushi trying to lean on Cohey. He has not been their top scorer all season.
Nope, he has been the center of attention.
He's a rebounder. He's a good defender, but he's not a great offensive player.
He's been the center of attention so far for Rushi in this game. Jackson Center has stymied him. Jack Dapour does have one long three attempt. It was an air ball. Tigers have it. Foul line. Sosby's open. Good look from there. 14-footer. Hit the back brace. Rebound ricocheted to Kearns. To Dapour. To Carter Francis in the right corner. And he lost the ball. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Rushi very fortunate, Chuck, to be down just 4-0.
They are absolutely thrilled to be down 4-0. They have started out as poorly as I've seen them play for a while.
At Raiders, all thumbs to this point. Jackson Center will bring it down the floor. Winner comes out of the game for Jackson Center. At guards, it's Elkert and Sosby. Aiden Reichert out there on the court. Trent Platfoot. And Jaron Reese is the fifth young man on the hardwood for the Tigers. Here's Monier at center circle guarding Sosby for Jackson Center, which leads 4-0. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. You heard me right. 4-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Left corner, Platfoot looked for a teammate, handed it to Reese. Reese stumbled, and he traveled. Rushi Raiders will bring it down the floor, pointless so far. And we played 6 minutes and 40 seconds of the first period. Here's Mason Dapour. Right wing gives it up on the play to Deion Putoff, who's in now. 5'11 senior guard. To Dapour at the elbow on the left. Flips it back out to Putoff. Putoff gives it up, gets it back. He's 25 feet away on the left. Dribbles. Goes between the rings to Jordan York. Right side, Evan Monier. Hits a cutter, Putoff in the paint. He got out of there just in time. Gave it up in the right corner to Kearns. Kearns with a good left-handed drive. He scores! And the Raiders break the scoring drought. It took Rushi 7 minutes and 15 seconds to put its first points on the board. 4-2, Jackson Center, half minute remaining, opening quarter. Platfoot, top of the key, left side, Sosby. Sosby bouncing the ball at the Indians logo near center circle. 23 seconds to go, opening quarter. Right side pass, Christopher Elkert. Back to Sosby. Sosby checked by Deion Putoff. Down to 15, 14. Now Monier's on Sosby. They'll clear it out for Bryce in a moment. He's still dribbling. He's got the ball with 8 to go. He's in the left corner, left baseline. He is traveling with it. No question about it. He stepped out or walked. Rushi defended him quite nicely. 5.2 to go in the first. That was a clear turnover, but Jackson Center. The ball is rolled up toward midcourt to Mason Dapour with 5 to play. He picks it up. He's outside the arc. Here's a three-point shot by Monier of Rushi. Yes! He beat the buzzer. He beat the buzzer. And the Rushi Raiders behind 4-0 for over 7 minutes of the first quarter have a 5-4 lead after one on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
So many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to these Rushi underwriting sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. And thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which includes 8 expanding divisions. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge in Sydney, also sponsoring on scorersbroadcast.com. As Rushi nets its 6th and 7th points in a row as we start the second quarter. Good low post action on the block by Jordan York. He powered to the rim and dropped it home. He was fouled as he scored. And Rushi down 4-0 through the first 7 minutes plus of this game. Now is a 7-4 lead, 15 seconds into the second period.
Yeah, they got the right people with the basketball on the offensive end now.
Jordan York toes the line, chance for a three-point play. High-arching free throw, front rim, backboard, front rim, and good. It is 8-4 in favor of Rushi now. Bryce Hosby at midcourt for the Tigers. He picks up his dribble. He's got to get help. Bounces off to Winter, 40 feet away from the basket. Calvin Winter through the head of the key. He's timing momentarily. Gives to Blackfoot, 25 feet out. Blackfoot inside the arc, straight on. Lipped the rim on an 18-footer. A long deuce was close, but wouldn't stay in. And Rushi snatched the rebound. Here's Jack Daypore. Here's Mason Daypore. Mason Daypore, high arching three ball. He hits it. Mason Daypore, that was a floater, a rainbow, all net, 11 in a row for Rushi.
Well, we talked about Jackson needing to have a good shooting night. They had a great defensive start. They're not shooting the ball well at all.
Sosby enters the lane, leaves it for Aiden Reichert, and he makes a strong move to the basket and kisses one in off the window. Big response there by Reichert of Jackson Center, 11-6. In favor of Rushi. Outside the arc, Daypore again. Another three ball. This one caroms off the iron, hits the glass. Rebound is speared by Reichert, who in backcourt is tied up. Good hustle play by Rushi. Arrow favors Jackson Center. 11-6 Raiders, 6:31 to go in the second quarter. And we'd like to say hello to Gerald and Shirley Miller. Great Jackson Center fans. Listening up in Jackson Center in Shelby County tonight. Thank you, Gerald and Shirley, for tuning in to ScorersBroadcast.com. We've got probably 1,700 phones and computers joining us for action right now. Here is Jackson Center's offense being thwarted a little bit as Sosby bounces down inside to Blackfoot, the cutter through the lane. He was boxed in and shuffled his heels. That's a violation. Jackson Center has turned it over frequently since a good beginning of this game. Here's Jack Daypore on the arc for Rushi. Glides into the paint. Leaves it behind him for Mason Daypore. He's at midcourt now, setting up the attack. Left side pass to Manya. On top to Kearns. Deep right corner, Jack Daypore. Rushi up 5, 11, 6. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Long three by Jordan York. Extreme right corner shot. Way long. Ball landed in the lap of Christopher Elkert, who dashed down the floor, gave it off to Blackfoot. Left side pass to Riker. 5:38 to go, second quarter. 11-6 Rushi. Straight away, Blackfoot. He buries it. Trent Blackfoot zeroes in from long range. It was a three-pointer. 11-9, Rushi leads, but two. Jack Daypore on the arc. Straight away to Daniel Kearns. Right side pass to Mason Daypore. Deep in the right corner, it is Dion Putoff. No, that's Evan Munn. You're 35, not 33. Behind the foul line, Jack Daypore available. He rimmed a 17-footer, and Rushi goes over the back on the rebound try.
Not a lot of fouls. I think it's 3-1 now. 3 on Rushi, 1 on Jackson. So nobody's going to be in much foul trouble if it keeps going like this.
No, that's a good thing for both coaches.
Yeah. People didn't come here to see a free throw shooting contest, so I like the way they're calling the game so far.
Right. We'll see a lot of minutes from these two teams starting fives tonight. 5 minutes to go till halftime. 11-9 Rushi. Jackson Center scored the first four, Rushi the next 11, and then Jackson Center the last five. Loose ball. Rushi almost stole it. Jackson Center got it back. Elker to Blackfoot. Blackfoot navigates the lane, dumps it off in the left corner to Calvin Winter. He goes opposite for Sosby. Rushi deflects it. Saved in by Sosby. Baseline to Reichert. Back to Bryce. Cross court to Blackfoot. Hooks it to Sosby, right side of the floor. Fakes left, goes right. Shake and make move. Good hedge by York. Fine defense for Rushi.
Smart play by Sosby to bring it back out. That was really out of control. They're lucky they still have it.
Here is Sosby creating space. Fall away 15-footer. Wide left, no good. Rebound, Calvin Winter. Once, twice, he's yanked on the arm, and he'll shoot two. 11-9, Rushi up 2. And Jackson Center's Calvin Winter gets a couple shots at the stripe. Bryce Sosby, Chuck, showing no ill effects of that stove foot earlier in the game.
No, he's moving well.
Calvin Winter was strong on the glass here for Jackson Center, but his free throw hits the back rim twice and falls off.
Right, Bryce needs to, Sosby needs to hit one. He needs to make one, and I think things will open up for him.
Second free throw, Calvin Winter. He was smacked on the arm in the act of shooting beneath the basket. And he missed another one. It was hard. It kicked off the heel. Mason Daypour jumped in front of him for Rushi. Got the rebound. He's hit down the floor. Fed it to a teammate. Baseline right. It's Jordan York. He goes toward the cup. A defensive foul is called. Jackson Center not set. 4:06 left first half. 11-9 in favor of Rushi. Baseline right. Ball inbounded to York. 12 feet away. Spin move. Outside the arc to Evan Monier. Now it's rotated between the rings to Jack Daypour. Jack center hedges, forces him to give it up. Errant throw down inside to Kearns. He makes a left-handed reaching reception, but in doing so, his toe hit the boundary.
Inbounds play is kind of, this is the third time they've played. As soon as they made their call, Jackson knew exactly what was coming. That's why you got to change. You run the same play, but you got to change what you're calling it.
These two teams know each other like the backs of their hands. Long three-pointer, Christopher Elkert. Air ball, no good. Ball is jerked down out of the sky by Daniel Kearns of Rushi, which is up but two. 3.5 to go, first half. Left side pass, Jack Daypour. He looks for help. Dumps it baseline left to York at mid-range. Fall away 12-footer, lift the rim, no good. Rebound down to Sosby for Jackson Center. He strides up the floor, fakes left, goes right. On a weave to Platfoot. Platfoot throws to Reichert, baseline right. Hits the cutter, Sosby yanked away by Jack Daypour. Jack Daypour's got the ball. Rushi gets a timeout.
I don't know how that's not a travel. You fall to the floor, you slide with it. That's supposed to be automatic.
3:09 left in the second. Rushi up at 2 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Just over three to play in quarter number two. Rushi moving from right to left on your phone or computer as you imagine the floor here at Pickwood Light. Here's a shot fake by Daniel Kearns. Oh, a great drive right down the pipe to the rim. 2 points. Daniel Kearns put it on the deck, and at 6'5", with those long legs of his, he can get to the basket right now.
Once he turned the corner, it was Katie bar the door.
Oh, yeah, 13-9, Rushi up 4. Good play after the timeout by the Raiders. Deep in the left corner, Bryce Sosby's got it for Jackson Center. He and Christopher Elkert will need to make a few outside shots for the black shirts here tonight in order for Jackson Center to win it. Elkert pops out to catch. Goes left corner to Calvin Winter. Jackson Center down 4. 2:22 to go first half. Now Reichert outside the arc on the right to Sosby. Sosby with a good drive all the way to the rim. Flips it up on the dead run. The ball rolls in, but the foul was out on the floor about two dribbles from the basket. A push-off. It's common. And Jackson Center will throw in baseline right. 2:16 to go second quarter. Christopher Elkert looks. Tries to find somebody in the corner, does. It's Flatfoot, long heave, cross court to Sosby, good catch, and then a shot. It's hard, weak side rebound comes down to Jack Daypour of Rushi. Sosby trying to get on track, can't so far. Here's a drive by Monier, stolen by Jackson Center. Sosby 2-on-2. Monier went down in a heap in backcourt when Jackson Center seemingly was attacking a 4-on-3. We have a stoppage of play. Evan Monier was spilled, and he'll have to come out of the game.
Same official who stopped it down there for Sosby. The difference in the two is Rushi was walking the ball up the floor. Jackson had an advantage. You're not supposed to stop that. You don't stop that until until the advantage is done. So, but I guess you err on the side of an injured player.
Yes. Yep. Minute 53 to go. Second quarter, 13-9, Rushi over Jackson Center. It was 4-0 Tigers at the start, then 11-4 Rushi. Since then, the scoring has slowed way down. 5-2 Jackson Center after Rushi commanded an 11-4 edge. Far left side of the floor, it's Christopher Elker for the Tigers. Coming out to catch his Blackfoot inside the top of the circle now. Jordan York all over him. Here's a good overplay this side of the floor by Jack Napor. He deflects it and gets it down the floor to Hunter Coe. Offensive foul. Offensive foul on Coe, and that was very marginal. The contact was not significant at all. And that's what you call a good Jackson Center Oscar.
I'll tell you what, you could do the Emmy goes too. But and that's the second foul on Coe. Now they're going to have to make a change.
Yeah. Deion Putoff will check in momentarily for Rushi. 13-9 still in favor of the Raiders. Outside the arc on the right, it's Reichert. He looks for a cutter, can't find one. Jackson Center trying to open up the floor in the middle, can't. Reichert, the left-hander, spots up, shoots the long, high-arching three-pointer off the rim, backboard no good. One shot for Jackson Center, and Rushi cleans the boards. It's Kearns to York. Down to Jack Napor straight away. 55 seconds to go in the half. Day four, it's Coe down inside. 7-foot banker, hard. It came off. Backboard rim, no. Rebound winner. 45 ticks to go in the half. 13-9, Rushi still. We had 5 points scored in the last 6 minutes here of this second period. On the arc at Sosby. He goes baseline. He's got space. Fadeaway 17-footer. Headset. Sosby on the money for the Tigers. 13-11. Rushi's lead is 2. 23 seconds to go, second quarter. Head coach Spencer Cardagna for the Raiders signals a play. Jackson Center soft at the moment in the man-to-man. 13, 12, 11. Let's see what Mason does. The ball's going to come down into the left to Jack Napor eventually. Mason drives outside the lane on the left. Ball batted to Jackson Center, loose in the corner. Clock runs down to 1.2. It's out of bounds to the Tigers. Mason Napor eventually tried an off-balance drive. Jackson Center stopped it. 1.2 to go. Tigers 94 feet from the other rim. 10 players in backcourt now. Winner's going to go long. He rifles it. 70 feet for Reichert. Stolen by Rushi. And then a heave out of bounds by the Raiders. And that's how the first half ends. We remarked in a pregame 40 points would win it. It looks like 30 might win it. 13-11, Rushi by 2 over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been a great country with Cleveland's Black No Other.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Pickwas Garbury, Jim, The Scene. It's the upper bracket boys Division IV sectional championship, 13-11, our halftime score. We thought it would be low scoring, maybe not quite this low, although the two clubs did play very low scoring season contests. Rushi won each 46-44 on a buzzer beater by Evan Monier and 38-33 in the other meeting. Carl Arns is the new owner-manager at Brookins in Fort Loramie. When you drop in there, say hello to Carl. Let him know you heard about Brookins right here on scorersbroadcast.com. Carl, the new owner-manager, he's doing a great job taking over for Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who ran Brookins extremely well for a dozen years. Now it's Carl's turn. You can go into Brookins and count on your food being cooked fresh. It is outstanding. Roasted chicken, many specialty sandwiches, tasty pizza, and a pork chop special on Saturday nights. And it, by the way, out of this world. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for big family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Spacious second floor is open, too, at Brookins. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. At 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. 13-11, Rushi over Jackson Center at halftime. Our report now being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, I mean, the stats echo the score, 13-11. Both teams were 5 of 17 from the floor. That's 29%. Rushi, 2 of 6 from behind the arc. Jackson, only 1 of 6. Jackson missed both their free throws. Rushi, 1 for 1. Rebounding advantage to Rushi by 1, 13-12. Both teams had 2 offensive rebounds. The Raiders turned it over 8 times. Tigers turned it over 7. Individual scoring for Rushi. They were led by Daniel Kearns with 4, and then they had 3 people with 3. Jordan York, Mason Day 4, Evan Monier. They scored 5 and 8, 13 for the first half. Trent Platfoot leads the Tigers with 5, and then they got 2 each from Sosby and Reichert. And Calvin Winter, they scored 4 and 7. They trail at 13-11 at the half.
Very interesting first two quarters, Chuck. Rushi slow to get started. In fact, scoreless for over 7 minutes at the outset of the game. And then late first quarter, early second quarter, Rushi really warmed up. Jackson Center hanging in there. Despite being down 11-4 at one point, Jackson Center scored 7 of the last 9 in that second period.
Well, Jackson, they're not shooting well, but neither's Rushi, so that's why it's a low-scoring game. That's why it's a close game. Rebounding's even. I mean, the stats are almost exact, the same thing, so that's why it's a 13-11 game at the half. We're a little surprised it's this low-scoring, but we knew it was going to be a low-scoring game.
During the regular season matches, Bryce Sosby, Jack Dayfour, the two long-range sharpshooters for each team, really canceled themselves out. They were guarded so closely, neither one could generate much production in the two regular season matchups. And very similar result here tonight through the first two periods.
Well, Sosby's 1 for 7 from the floor, missed both of his 3 attempts. Daypor is 0 for 2 from the floor, missed his only 3 attempt. If you look at it, though, you got Kohi 0 for 5. That's too many shots for him in the first half. Nobody's shooting the ball very well. Evan Monier hit the only 3 that he took, and there's your lead right there. On the other end, Trent Platfoot, 2 of 4, and nobody else really shooting the ball well for Jackson.
Over the course of the year, Rushi has gotten improved play from young Mason Dayfour. He has got confidence now. He sank a long 3 in that first half. He's vital to Rushi down the stretch. He does a significant amount of the ball handling out front, he and Jack.
Yeah, I like that kid, and I'll tell you what, he played JV probably the first third of the season and moved up to varsity.
Yeah.
Was splitting time for maybe a couple of games, but now he is a starter, and he's a real important cog on this basketball team.
We say hello to Stan Evans, who's in the office. He's in his law office working late tonight, joining us here on scorersbroadcast.com. We say hello to Stan Evans and he assigns the best officials to work during the regular season in the area. Hardly ever a complaint. Great job, Stan.
Stan, I'll tell you what, the first half of this game was officiated as well as it could be officiated.
Yep, it sure was. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, 13-11 Rushi. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment up next will highlight seniors from both teams, Jackson Center and Rushi. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And LaCal promotes academic success among our student athletes and has done so on scoresbroadcast.com since our start a dozen years ago. For the Jackson Center Tigers, the seniors on the roster include Bryce Sosby, Braden Heitkamp, and Mason Akers. Those are the only three 12th graders. For the Rushi Raiders, seniors Hunter Cohey, Carter Stevie, Jack Dayfour, and Dion put off everybody else underclassmen. Two pretty young teams. Both clubs will be very good next year. Seniors being recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks to Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, high quality furniture, always at Goffney, priced just right. As Rushi starts the third quarter up but two, Raiders have the ball. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. You will be impressed. An array of new inventory coming in always at Goffney Furniture. And go to the website for greater savings. Take advantage of coupons there at Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Opening seconds of the third quarter. Rushi does a nice job posting up Daniel Kearns in the lane. He gets two men on him, one on each shoulder. Draws a shooting foul. Cannot connect, though, on the first free throw attempt. 13-11 Rushi. That second shot, way too hard. Jackson Center tracks down the rebound, but Sosby muffs it. Hits off his shoe in the corner. Rushi's got the ball at side court. A lot of tension being felt here tonight. Each team has been all thumbs.
It is very tight, no doubt about it.
At times, some careless turnovers. Here's Jordan York, baseline right. Almost pushed off against Riker. Gave it up to Kearns. Is going to work down the lane. The lefty in the paint. Spins. Shoots it up. Wide right. No good. We got a rebounding foul inside. Jackson Center. Good position on the defensive glass. And Rushi went up over top. Number two on Kearns.
Tell you what, York got away with a shove with a forearm down there. They didn't call.
We played 42 seconds here in the third quarter. And I got a good sense of what head coach Spencer Verdonier's objective was to start the second half.
What I think it should have been to start the game. They tried to go inside, but they were going inside to the wrong guy.
Yep. Daniel Kearns, and more Daniel Kearns here at the outset of the second half for the Raiders. But he couldn't convert on the inside and missed a couple foul shots. Jackson Center's got possession. Still down two. 6:50 to go in the third period. Christopher Elkert on the arc. Mid-range now to Riker. Back to the basket. Carves out space in the paint. Fall away left-hander. Short, no good. Strong rebound by Winter. Here's Elkert from 28 feet.
Good!
Good!
Woo!
14-13 Tigers on a long triple extraordinaire by Christopher Elkert. Wow.
That was a bomb.
And then Rushi in the half court veers off in the left corner. Mason Daypour on the drive. Split a couple defenders. Foul Tigers. Common. Rushi throws in outside the lane on the left. Here's a banker by Jordan York. It rimmed and came out. Good offensive rebound by Kearns. To the basket. Got it for two. The Jackson Center Tiger flop. No call.
Good no call. Good no call right
sure
there.
Sure was. Yep. And Kearns poured in the two-pointer. Good board work by him. Rushi back up one. Here's a steal. Mason Daypour took it away from Elkert. Daypour out in front of everybody. To the rack. He's got it. 17-14 Rushi. 5:50 left. Third quarter.
They're going to go 1-3-1 defensively now. They like this when they're struggling a little bit.
Rushi's length out front in the zone. Elkert again, a swan dive. Three-pointer hit the heel. Kicked way out to Platfoot. Tigers reset. Into the top of the key, Sosby. Behind him, Platfoot. Near side, Elkert. Elkert's covered this time. Reverses to Sosby, who guns it. Short, no good. Rebound in the lane. Winter scrambles. Daypour scrambles for Rushi. It is a timeout, Jackson Center. It was deemed that Calvin Winter had control of the leather. 5:22 to go, third quarter, 17-14 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Yep, Jackson Center got a little bit of a break there. Ruled of retained possession.
Well, Winter had the ball, and that was a good timeout. That was a correct call by the official.
So that possession is conserved by the Tigers, who throw into Sosby at the foul stripe. Platfoot in the right corner. Good head fake. Can't drive, though. Gives it back to Sosby near the Indians logo at midcourt. He creates space right side of the floor for Platfoot. He's guarded by York. On top to Sosby. Rushi came out of the zone. Are they still in it,
they're
Chuck?
Still playing one. They're playing man-to-man now.
Yeah, they are. That's what I thought. Here's a baseline jumper by Aiden Riker to Jackson Center. Way long. Barely caught the rim. Rushi explodes to the basket. Other way. Jordan York blew it. He had a gimme. Jordan shot hung on the iron and fell off. Point-blank range. No good. Jackson Center attacks. High arching three-pointer by guess who? Calvin Winter. No, it's ruled a two. His foot was on the arc. 17-16. Rushi up one. A rare long-range shot to Calvin Winter. It was an 18-19 footer. 2 points. As lengthy a deuce as you can fire up there. 1 point game. Rushi leads. Half the third quarter gone. Evan Monier on the arc. Goes straight away to Jack Daypour. Sosby on him tightly. It's reversed to Monier. Baseline right, Kearns. He pivots. Left-handed hook shot. Got it.
Wow, nice play.
Daniel Kearns, a baby hook right in front. Nicely done. That is clearly a goal of Rushi here in the third quarter. Hammer the ball inside to Daniel Kearns. 3:50 left. Third quarter. Bad pass. Jackson Center. Interception. Jack Capor. All the way down to the basket. He couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Jordan York. Yes. Jordan York followed and scored. 5-point lead, Raiders. Rushi cashing in on Jackson Center misfires and miscues. Here's a good drive of Sosby right down the pipe for Jackson Center. Defended well at the basket. No good. Rebound Rushi. Quickly up the floor, Raiders. Fine play by Platfoot. He jumped in front of Jack Daypore. Interfered with his vision. Daypore couldn't hang on to the ball.
Yeah, that was a good job. Sometimes all you need to do is get a hand in the face.
3:18 to go, third quarter. Rushi led 11-4 early on in the second. Raiders now lead 21-16. Left side pass, Aiden Riker looks for help. Sosby pops out. Shot fake. He fumbled the basketball. Got it back. Knocked away by Rushi. Another steal, Raiders. Quickly down the floor, Jack Daypore hits the trailer. York to the rim. 2 points. Raiders pull away by 7, capitalizing on Jackson Center mistakes. 2:40 to go in the third. Far right wing, it's Winter for the Tigers. Winter looks for help. He's at the foul line. Bounce pass, baseline left to Sosby. Back into Winter. 8 feet away. Winter back to the rim. On the arc to Sosby. Dives inside the arc. Fadeaway, 17-footer. Bouncing twice, no good. Rebound volleyball to Kearns of Rushi. Outlet to Mason Daypore. High left to York. Cross-court pass, Evan Monier. Deep right corner, Mason Daypore. Being trailed by Platfoot. Jackson Center now, the offensive end, has got to pick up the pace down to 7. Rushi now working minutes off the clock. Left wing, Daypore over guarding. No moving screen against the white shirts. Jordan York.
Second foul on York.
2 on Jordan. Daniel Kearns has got 2. Hunter Cohey on the floor. He's got a couple. Minute 59 to go in the third quarter. 7-point lead for Rushi.
I'll tell you what, this game is so intense. Jack Daypore just took himself out of the game. He was saying, Coach, I need a breather.
We've got Deion Putoff on the floor. Now for Rushi, Deion Putoff in there with Carter Francis, Hunter Cohey, Mason Daypore, and Daniel Kearns. Jackson Center's Christopher Elkert's got the ball top of the circle. Tigers down 7. Minute 45 left in the third quarter. Rushi with a nice surge. Raiders have outplayed the Tigers in the third period for sure. Here's Sosby deep in the right corner. Spin move, wants to go baseline. He's checked and fouled. It's common. Jackson Center will throw in about 5 feet from the corner on the baseline.
With a football, you would have declined that and taken the shot.
Yes. Yep. Minute 38 remaining, third period. Rushi with an excellent quarter of play against the Tigers. Ball inbounded to Sosby on the arc. Near side pass to Platfoot. The length of Kearns has stop Platford in this game. Here's a baseline jumper by Sosby. It is off the back iron. Loose ball midcourt. Popped up in the air. Putoff comes down with it for the Raiders. But sneaking in behind is Braden Heitkamp to steal for Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor to Sosby. To Platfoot. Shot fake. Kearns on him tightly. Platfoot just can't get an opening. Here's a drive in the lane. From behind. But Kearns
got hammered.
Could have been a foul called right there. Good defense by Kearns. Might have gotten a piece of the wrist. But Rushi's got possession once more. 56 seconds left, third quarter. Hunter Cohey, top of the key. Jackson Center needs a stop and points before the quarter closes. Hunter Cohey outside the arc on the right. Straight away, Francis. Baseline left, it goes to Kearns. Backs his defender down. Double teamed. Throws on the arc to the 2-point shooter. Putoff hits it. A long deuce by Putoff. put off the bench, big basket for the Raiders, who are up 9. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rushi has had a great combination of offense and defense here in this period of play. Down to 14, 13. Sozmi at midcourt. Guarded by Putoff. Goes to Platfoot. Center circle. 8, 7. Turns on Platfoot. Spin move. Foul line. Has to throw it on the arc to Sozmi. Shot fake. Now a fadeaway. Way off to the right. Rushi's got the rebound. Third quarter ends. And the third stands of the longs to the Raiders big time, who are up 9, 25-16 on scores. Broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Jackson Center down by 9, at stake of birth in the district next Friday night against the Tri-Village Emmanuel Christian winner at a time to be determined. It could be the middle game of 3 at UD at about 7. We won't know for sure until Sunday. And, of course, the winner of tomorrow night's lower bracket sectional championship between Fort Loramie and Sonia also advances on to another district title game next Friday. Here's a deep left corner three ball by Calvin Winter of Jackson Center. It hits the rim, goes way up in the air. Good rebound by the Tigers. Foul against Rushi. It's Common. Aiden Reichert coming back in for the Tigers with 7:23 to go here in the fourth. What a third quarter for Rushi. A 12-point period for the Raiders. And a dozen points in a Rushi Jackson Center boys basketball game is a high watermark.
Yeah, scored them 12-5.
Baseline left, Platfoot will enter for the Tigers. Tell you what, Jackson Center's long-range three-point shooters have been blanketed for the most part here tonight. And the ball is inbound of a Jackson Center on the arc to Christopher Elkert, and he's held by Evan Bonnier as he peels off a screen. That's 5 team fouls on Rushi, and 2 more. Jackson Center shoots the bonus. Platfoot inbounding again. Airmails one, out back to Sozby, 30 feet away. He's guarded by Deion Putoff. Right side pass to Elkert. Check by Monier. Into the top of the circle. Sozby left open.
Wow.
Steps back, shoots the three. Way short.
Just not his night.
No. It barely caught the rim and caromed out of bounds far side of the floor.
Yeah, you can see, you kind of see the body language with Bryce. He has really got to pick it up here. They need him in the last 7 minutes of this game.
Righto. We played a minute in the fourth, 25-16, Rushi. Here's Evan Monier outside the arc of the left to Jack Dayport. Straightaway put off. Right flank Monier coming out to catch his Kearns. Here's put off straightaway, picked up by Elkert. Left side pass, Jack Dayport, Sozby on him. Straightaway Kearns, winner on him. Baseline right Monier, and he breaks contain, little opening, foul. He's hooked by a Jackson Center player. Two fouls on Elkert, third on the Tigers in this half. Baseline right. Evan Bonnier wants to throw in, almost ran out of 5 seconds. Got it to Kearns deep in the right corner. Straight away to Putoff. 6.5 to go in the game. 25-16, Rushi. Kearns puts it on the deck. Goes to Kohi, back to the basket. Now to Jack Dayport, 30 feet out. He looks inside for Kearns. Rotated around the top of the circle to Putoff. They look for Hunter Cohey in the paint. Putoff, foul line, double team. Jackson Center tries to get the steal. Timeout called. Spencer Cordonier of the Raiders. 6:11 to go in the contest. No scoring yet in the fourth quarter. Brucey up 9 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies with locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Raiders have the ball with 2 minutes gone in the fourth. It's still a 9-point game. Brucey milking precious seconds off the clock. 3 team fouls at Jackson Center, 5 on the Raiders.
Well, when you've scored 16 for the game, 9 is a huge lead.
Yes. Elbow on the right, it's Monier. Into the post to Cohey. Back to the basket. Monier on the arc, jumping, shooting. He's got it, and he's fouled. Potential 4-point play. Evan Monier and Dion Putoff have come up really big tonight for the Rushi Raiders. That's the second trifecta for Evan Monier, and he can push the lead out to 13. Jackson Center's in serious trouble. Free throw by Monier is good. Evan Monier was the Tiger killer in the regular season. He made a buzzer beater in the Raider 46-44 win. Here's a follow. He jumps up by Bryce Sosby at the elbow. 16-footer swish.
Maybe the second basket.
Maybe Sosby can get going. 29-18 in favor of Rushi. Mark it down. Raiders were up by 13 points. 29-16 with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Outside the arc on the left, it is Mason Dayport. Down inside to Cohey. Clawed away by the Tigers. Tug of war for it. Who's got the arrow? Possession Rushi. 5:03 to go in the fourth. Rushi 29, Jackson Center 18. Boy, you take your life in your own hands, Chuck, when you try to inch the ball into the lane within several feet of the hoop, because everybody converges on that basketball.
You can't put the ball on the floor in there. I mean, you need to make a move with your footwork, not with a dribble.
You got to catch it and shoot. Deep in the left corner, Mason Dayport. Or flip it back out to the open three-point man. Here's Monier. Here's Mason Dayport on the weave. Mason head of the key. 4 team fouls on Jackson Center. 5 on Rushi. Down to 4:44 to go in the game. High post Kearns. Right side Mason Dayport. Drives an Elkert. Baseline 10-footer short. Nice rebound on the interior by Calvin Winter of Jackson Center. Tigers down 11. Jackson Center needs a couple quick threes to make this interesting. Sosby shake and bake. Foul line below the stripe, in the lane a long time. They could have traveled, might have been in there 3 seconds. Got the ball out to Riker in the corner. Fallaway shot blocked by Dayport, but a foul. Jackson Center could have been called for a turnover long before the shot.
Could have been a 3 second, could have been a travel, could have been a held ball. But it was a no call. Now they're going to go to shoot a free throw.
Reichert at the stripe for 2 for Jackson Center. Tigers need this pair. 4:14 to go in the fourth. Free throw Reichert, good. 29-19. Rushi up 10. 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Keep in mind now, Jackson Center is in the bonus from here on out.
Scoring points with the clock stop. That is their chance to win it.
Riker, back rim, way up in the air, and it plummets right down through. He will take it. Got a shooter's bounce. 4:06 to go in the game, 29-20. Rushi up by nine. Four straight points for the Tigers. Here's Jack Dapour in the arc. Lobs it low to the left to Kearns, wide open. A catch and a score. Jack Dapour was double teamed. He managed to squeeze off a pass to Daniel Kearns. He was available on the block. 3:48 to go. Jackson Center behind by 11. Here is an offensive foul away from the action. Reichert tied up Daniel Kearns, gave him a little nudge. The official spotted it, and we've got a timeout called by the Tigers. Nearly a technical.
It was close. I'll tell you what, in this game, a three-second call.
31-20, Rushi, 3:44 to go on scorersbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the region, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Lauramen. 3.5 to go in the game. Rushi flips the ball around between the center circle and the top of the key. It's Monier in the left corner. Now it's Daniel Kearns. 31-20 Raiders. Excellent third quarter has boosted Rushi to this significant lead. Almost a steal by Calvin Winter. He broke up the pass, came away with the ball on the far side to grab the arm of a Raider in so doing. It's a common personal. Five on the Tigers, six on Rushi. 3:16 to go in the fourth. It's getting late. And Jackson Center needs stops and points fast. Left side pass to Evan Monier for Rushi. Being hounded on the play by Blackfoot. Near side pass, Mason Dayport. Rushi Raiders have played splendid defense all night long. Here's an offensive foul in the lane away from the ball against Rushi.
Silly.
I think it's Daniel Kearns.
No, they called it on Monier.
Nope, it's Evan Monier. Little hip check down inside.
He took a forearm and just shoved him off as he tried to get open to pop back.
And it happened right in front of the baseline referee.
Player control, so it's out of bounds.
Rushi bench not pleased with that call.
That was the right call, absolutely.
Here comes Sosby at midcourt for the Tigers, who are down 11 with 2:53 to play. Sosby dribbles against Monier. Foul line, right side of the lane, all the way to the rack. Overshoots it, but he's fouled. And that is going to be an objective of Jackson Center from here on out. Drive, drive, drive. Shoot free throw after free throw. And Jackson Center gets a timeout. It is a 30-second break. No timeout called by Miskew. The official thought momentarily.
Some kind of a warning. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe he knocked the ball away.
2:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bryce Sosby shoots two. Clearly fouled in the act of shooting. And he pours it in. 31-21. Rushi in the lead by 10. Biggest lead 13 at 29-16. with five and change to go in the fourth.
They need to get whatever Botkins had to, at the end of their game on Wednesday night.
That foul shot by Sosby is stiff-armed. Caught the front rim, landed right in the lap of Daniel Kearns of Rushing. Quickly down the floor to Jack Dayport. 2:38 to go in the game. Jackson Center behind the 10. Here's a drive by Dayport. Cuts through the lane. High off the glass. And it's good! What an acrobatic play by Jack Dayport. Lickety split on the angle through the lane. High off the backboard. Came down, hung on the iron. And kerplunk, it fell in. It's a 12-point game. Reichert answering for Jackson Center. No from behind the arc. And Rushi's got the long board. 2:06 to go. Dayport, timeline for Rushi. Skips it off to Kearns. Out back to Mason Dayport. Hooking foul against Calvin Winner. Team foul number 6 on the Jackson Center Tigers. 2 minutes a second to go in the fourth. Jackson Center trailing by a dozen. Timeout, orange and black. On scorersbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge.
That should have been.
Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Rushi possession far into the scorer's table near the Raiders bench in the half court. It goes inbounds to Mason Dayport. Raiders up a dozen over the Tigers thanks to a splendid third quarter. Here's a drive by Jack Dayport, top of the circle. Rushi wants a foul. Tigers double team Dayport and grab on, and Jack Dayport will shoot the 1-1.
I think if you would have told Coach Elkert that Dayport was going to have 2 points going in, and he scored them in the fourth quarter, that he was going to be in pretty good shape. But other people stepped up tonight, especially Evan Monier.
Well, we talked in the pregame about unsung heroes, and Deion Putoff's got a big basket off the bench for Rushi. Evan Monier, not one of the top 4 scorers for the Raiders, has had a splendid game as Jack Dayport sinks the free throw to earn the bonus. 34-21 Rushi, 35-21 Rushi, and that's the biggest spread of the night, 14.
That's a pretty free throw right there.
A minute 40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Sosby on the arc for Jackson Center. Goes baseline, fades away, and clangs one off the rim from 15. Long rebound right back to him. Here's a triple try in the corner. Short, rebound Kearns. Jackson Center has not shot it well in 2 straight games here in the sectional tourney against Fairlawn when the Tigers were restricted to 32. And here tonight, Jackson Center's got only 21 with a minute 19 to go in the fourth quarter. The Tigers come out and harass Jack Dayport, fouling him. He's at the stripe again. 1-1 a second time for Jack Dayport. There's that soft free throw by Jack Dayport right on target.
They were 1-for-3 shooting free throws coming into the fourth quarter. They've made all 4 they've shot so far in the fourth quarter.
36-21 in favor of the Raiders. And I tell you what, Chuck, Rushi, for the most part here tonight, has beaten Jackson Center at its own game. Patience and offense, taking advantage of opportunities to run the floor.
They have played outstanding defense. Outstanding defense.
And the defense for Rushi has been rock solid. It's been suffocating. They have really covered up Jackson Center's three-point shooters. And I tell you what, second half against Lehman, 3.5 of the 4 quarters here tonight, Rucci is playing some outstanding basketball. And should the Raiders win a district game, and should Fort Loramie win tomorrow night and also win a district game, 1 week from next Tuesday at Kettering-Fairmont Trent Arena, we would have a regional semifinal hookup between Fort Loramie and Rucci. Jack Daypour at the line, 36-21, Raiders lead it. Substitutions being made by Rucci. We'll try to do our best to get head coach Spencer Cordagna on at the conclusion of our webcast. Jack Daypour on the money again. He has been a marksman at the line here tonight. He sits down. Rucci checking in new players freely. 79 seconds to go. Jackson Center behind by 16 points, 37-21. Terrific defense played by Rucci all evening. And even when the Raiders went the first 7 minutes without a point, Rucci's defense was so solid that Jackson Center could muster only 4 points in the initial 7 minutes.
Yeah, if they could have had a 10, 12-point lead at that point, it might have been a different game. But, man, Rucci played defense as well as I've seen the team. We brag about Jackson Center. We brag about Fort Loramie. I don't know if I've seen a better defensive effort than I just saw tonight.
Yeah, the Rucci Raiders, Chuck, have really benefited from those 9 days off at the end of the regular season, playing Marion Local on a Saturday, then accepting a bye in the first round of the tournament, and going 9 days without playing. And I tell you what, Rucci's legs are really fresh right now.
I'm not sure who this is at the free throw line.
A foul by Jackson Center sends Rucci to the stripe for the last of the one-on-one situations with the score 37-21 in favor of Rucci. Well, we thought this would be a much closer game than it's turned out to be. Raiders have dominated, pulling away in the second half. It was only a 13-11 game at the halftime break. 11 points first half for Jackson Center, 10 points second half for Jackson Center. Rucci's gone 13-24 in the third and fourth quarters. 13 in the first half, 24 in the third and fourth combined is what I mean to say. A half minute to go. Rucci dribbling out the clock, leading by 16. And the Rucci Raiders will advance on to a district game next Friday at the University of Dayton Arena. Could be a 7 o'clock middle game start. The opponent, Tri-Village or Emmanuel Christian. Clock winding down, 7-6. That's going to do it. Jackson Center pokes it away and makes the steal. A second to go. That's it. That's it. The Rucci Raiders, with a brilliant performance tonight, have turned back the Jackson Center Tigers upset bid 37-21 as Rucci makes it a clean sweep over Jackson Center this year, 46-44 and 38-33 in the regular season, and 37-21 here in the upper bracket sectional championship tonight. Again, we'll try to catch up with head coach Petra Cordagna in just a few minutes. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, your very best sports page coverage around. We'll return in just a few minutes to run down the scoring, give you our Clancy's Award winner, then we'll try to catch up with Rucci head coach Spencer Cordagna. Raiders win it 37-21. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Welcome back here to Garbery Gym, campus of Pickwell High School. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We've concluded the upper bracket sectional championship game, won by Rushi, 37-21. Raiders didn't score the first 7 minutes, 15 seconds of the game, and then played brilliantly from that point on. We'll have head coach Spencer Cordonier with us momentarily. Chuck, let's take a look at the stats. Dominated by Rushi, both offensively and defensively.
Well, just look at the shooting. 8 of 35 for Jackson Center. That's 23%. Only made 2 of 13 behind the arc. On the other side, Rushi picked it up in the second half. They were 14 of 31 for the game. That's 45%. 3 of 7 shooting threes. They had a 20-6 advantage in the paint. They had a 13-3 advantage off turnovers. And there's the key to the game. Individual scoring for Jackson Center. Trenton Platfoot had 5. Bryce Sosby had 5. 4 from Reichert. 4 from Winter. And 3 from Christopher Elkert. On the other side, Daniel Kearns led the Raiders with 10. They got 7 from Monier, 7 from York. They got 5 from Mason Daypour, 6 from Jack Daypour, and 2 from Dion Putoff. They scored 11 points and 10 points in both halves. That's not going to win many basketball games, that's for sure.
Rushi Raiders back out on the floor. It's photo op time beneath the basket. Upper bracket sectional champs, the Raiders, here in 2018. Sterling performance for Rushi, sluggish start, but over the last three quarters plus the final minute of the first, Rushi dominated this game. Jackson Center's three-point shooters just could not get untracked.
Well, they out-defended Jackson Center. I don't know if I've ever said that at the end of a basketball game.
Exactly. Really love the combination of head coach Spencer Cordonier's zone man-to-man all night long.
Yep, absolutely. Clancy's players of the game for Rushi. Daniel Kern scored 10 points. He was outstanding. On the other side, hard to pick one, but just because of his career, I'm going to go with Bryce Sosby.
Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Just got a score. Sydney leads Springfield at the end of three, 53-48.
Wow.
That would be a major upset.
That would be. I think Spencer Cardon, your head coach of Rushi, is tied up momentarily. Tied up momentarily with the print media and perhaps television. He's on his way, hustling about every bit as hard as his entire team did tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. In Rushi, we thank so much the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Ken Francis at the Francis Schulze Company, all the staff and associates there. Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, all the staff and associates there, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Stop in, see Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn, which will make your ideas come home, the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Spencer Cordonier joins us after tonight's fine win over Jackson Center by the Raiders to take the upper bracket sectional championship 37-21. Brilliant defensive effort, number one, Spencer. You don't score the first 7 minutes, and you're only down 4-0.
Yeah.
Your offense got untracked. I love the combination of zone man-to-man tonight. It really worked.
Yeah. You know, that's a combination that against certain teams has worked for us this year, against bigger athletic teams.
You know, and your length out front really stymied Jackson Center's three-point shooting.
And that's why, you know, we got guys like Daniel and Jack that are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", that guard out on the perimeter. And they do a very, very, very good job of it. They're long. And, you know, it does cause problems. And I think, you know, all three times that we played this year, it caused Sosby a lot of problems.
Yep.
You know, we just had to calm down the first half. I mean, you know, they got three kids out on the floor, never been in this situation before. So, you know, that's all. It was a matter of calming down. And, you know, tip your cap to Jackson. I mean, they had a darn nice season.
Sure did.
And, you know, they execute game plans very, very well. And Scott does a fantastic job. Thank you.
Yeah, Scott Elkert takes a back seat to no one. Both clubs, Rushi, Jackson Center, with some fine experience returning next year.
Yeah.
Each team will be mighty good in 2018-19, that's for sure. Coach, the third quarter opened up, and you were pounding the ball inside to Daniel Kearns very effectively to start the second half, and it worked.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we worked on for 2 days.
Sure.
And I'm over there screaming, it's wide open, it's wide open. What we did the last 2 days was, you know, what we wanted to do in the first quarter, we just refused to do it. And we've done that this year a couple times, and I guess that's why they call them kids. You know, you know, you get them in a atmosphere like this, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Hey, you had 9 days off after the season-ending Saturday defeat at Marion Local. Mm-hmm. Those 9 days, I think, from what Chuck and I could see, vantage point here at side court, helped you. Your legs have been fresh here in this sectional tournament.
Yeah. When we got to that Marion Local game, we were done.
Sure.
We were done, and we needed a break, and that's part of the reason why we took the bye. Some other reasons, but, you know, we needed a break. The kids welcomed that break, and we got a chance to work on some things and just calm down a little bit and regroup.
You're listening to the voice of Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, who defeated Jackson Center tonight 37-21 to take the upper bracket sectional championship. Dion Putoff off the bench, big basket, played stellar defense. Evan Monier, he's been the Tiger killer all year long, won a game against Jackson Center with a buzzer beater, and he performed extremely well tonight, too. Jack Daypore's free throw shooting, spot on, time and time again.
You know, I told all of them, you know, in the locker room, I said, whether you played 20 seconds or you played 28 minutes, you know, you executed what we wanted to do, and and what we wanted to get done. It took a while, but we finally got there, and, we did. And we took control of the game, and you know, I'm just glad to get out of here. I'm happy for our seniors, you know, especially, you know, Jack Dayport sitting in that locker room 2 years in a row being very disappointed.
Yes, Fort Loramie having beaten Arusha the last two seasons in this sectional championship game.
Yeah.
And the Raiders are right back where they should be.
Yeah.
Boys D4 district next Friday against the Tri-Village Emmanuel Christian winner.
Yes, yes.
And we look forward to covering that game for you. Best of luck next Friday at the UD Arena. Spencer Gradagna, head coach of the Rushi Raiders.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Big
See
win.
See you next week.
Yes, indeed. Rushi triumphant here tonight over Jackson Center by a final tally of 37-21. Thanks so much to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Tip City, Troy, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And these Rushi sponsors, we salute the Francis Schultz & Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The gem of Rushi will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Our webcast scheduled tomorrow, 10:45 a.m. webcast time. Should be a good game. Girls, Division 4 District.
That's awfully early, but I'll get up.
Rushi against Tri-Village as the Lady Raiders try to avenge a regular season setback at the hands of Tri-Village. And then at 2:45 p.m., the third game of the afternoon at Troy, we've got Fort Loramie against Cedarville. The winners of those two games tomorrow, along with the winner of a third game, the middle game, at 1 o'clock, will advance on to the Vandalia-Butler Division IV Regional next week. And Minster and Fort Recovery play tomorrow night up at Wapakoneta to decide the fourth representative in that Girls D4 Regional next week at Vandalia-Butler. So slowly but surely, Chuck, the tournament trail is beginning to eliminate teams. We've got Fort Loramie and Sonia here tomorrow night for the lower bracket sectional championship. Tip off at 7, webcast time at 6:45 p.m. And we will have a hectic schedule next week. The only night we won't be carrying a game will be on Monday evening. If we can find one, we'll bring it to
you. Let's go do that, too.
There's got to be one out there somewhere. But we could very well have two boys Division III district games on Tuesday, two girls Division III regional games on Wednesday, two girls Division IV regional games on Thursday, a couple of boys Division IV district games next Friday, and then next Saturday, girls regional finals in the afternoon and at night in D3 and D4 respectively. So 10? 10 games in 5 days, two each day, Tuesday through Saturday next week. That's the potential, and it's likely going to happen. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including Wilson Health Sports Medicine. It gets athletes back in the game for you. Physicians, trainers, therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. That's Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 937-498-5548, or go to wilsonhealth.org, caring without limits. We'd like to get an update, if we can, on that Sydney Springfield score. Last we heard, Sydney led by 5 entering the fourth quarter. that Sydney Springfield Division One sectional championship game going on right now. Sydney enjoyed a 5-point lead at the end of three. It's now a 2-point game late in the fourth. 2-point game, Sydney and Springfield late in the fourth quarter as the Sydney Yellow Jackets and head coach John Willoughby try to pull off a major upset in the D1 sectional tourney championship. Sydney holds a slim 2-point lead late in the game, a couple minutes to go against Springfield. Chuck really enjoyed it tonight. Clearly, Rushi benefiting from the 9 days off. Excellent second half against Layman Catholic. Blitzed the Cavaliers right off the floor. And after a slow start to this game, the final three quarters, 1 minute of this game, Rushi clearly the better team tonight against Jackson Center. Understand that Emmanuel Christian knocked off Tri-Village tonight, 61-48.
Geez.
So Rushi's opponent in a D4 district game next Friday night at the UD Arena will be Emmanuel Christian out of Springfield.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah.
But Tri-Village down a little bit, so you know, it's not huge. And some of these Christian schools, you just don't get a chance to see them. You don't know who they play, so they must have some talent.
And, Chuck, there's no question about it. Fort Loramie a favorite tomorrow night against Ansonia,
yep,
which is playing very good basketball. But should Fort Loramie win, both the Redskins and Raiders very capable of taking district championship games next Friday night at the UD Arena and meeting head-on a week from Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in a regional semifinal. Wow.
How much fun would that be?
Would that ever be a spectacle?
That would be great.
Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thoroughly enjoyed it here tonight at Piqua. Rushi, the better team on this evening, as the Rushi Raiders sweep the season series against the Jackson Center Tigers, winning in the regular season by 2-5 and taking tonight's game handily by a final tally of 37-21. Until tomorrow night at 6:45. No, I should say until tomorrow morning at 10:45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until tomorrow at 10:45 a.m. from Troy. For Ron, for Chuck, here at Courtside, Jack Kramer saying good night from Piqua. Again, the final score, Rushi Raiders 37, Jackson Center Tigers 21.
Have you been considering...
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.